The Osgood File, Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. After trying everything they could, Aaron and Dawn Kleppinger finally found something that seems to help with their son's seizures.
He's more alert and more happy than he used to be.
But they had to move to Colorado for it to be legal, and you can probably guess why. More in a moment. 8-year-old Hunter Kleppinger has epilepsy. Used to suffer as many as 100 seizures a day. His mother tried everything.
When he was on pharmaceuticals, he was screaming all the time or sleeping all the time or having more seizures.
But then they discovered a liquid marijuana extract called Charlotte's Web. One dose a day, according to the Kleppingers, reduced Hunter's seizures down to as few as 2 a week. One problem. They lived in Georgia, where even possessing a marijuana extract is against the law. So they've now moved to Colorado. Hunter's dad, Aaron, talked with CBS's Barry Peterson.
I feel horrible that a child's zip code is what determines their ability to get medicine that could potentially save their lives.
And this medicine, you think, can?
Absolutely, I think it can.
But not everyone agrees. Dr. Amy Brooks Kyle, who works with the American Epilepsy Society, worries that parents who give marijuana extracts to young children might not be considering possibly serious side effects.
We do know from basic science studies that marijuana derivatives can completely stop the cellular mechanisms of learning and memory. And right now, I don't know the benefits. I don't know the likelihood it's going to help. And I know nothing about the risks.
But to the parents using this marijuana extract, finding something that dramatically reduces their children's seizures seems worth almost any risk. And while 12 states are now considering legalizing Charlotte's Web, about 100 parents who don't want to wait any longer have moved to Colorado. The Osgood File. Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.